Oracle community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back for a bonus round of Lingo Bingo. Once again, my name is Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts. I'm a senior business analyst at Brightview Landscapes. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. We're back to cover some additional terms that we might have missed in our original round of Lingo Bingo, in hopes of filling out everyone's bingo card.
That's right. Based on the feedback we received, we clearly only scratched the surface in round one.
Well, that's because people were playing with multiple cards, as any good bingo player does.
Fair point. So everyone get out your bingo cards and your blotters for this rapid-fire round. On your marks, get set, and let's play some Lingo Bingo.
All right, let's start with some of the basic ones we may have missed. JDE is a Tier 1 version of what? ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning.
What do you report when something just ain't right? SAR, S-A-R, Software Action Request. Now, let's move on to some of the old school terms that we skipped over last time. Starting with Knowledge Garden. Thank you, Linda Sloan Compton, for reminding us about the Knowledge Garden, the precursor to Learn JDE and Moss.
This one was a little before my JDE time, but I hear there was something called a cube. Like a world version of an update? Is that correct, Paul?
That is correct. Again, thank you, Linda, for the reference. All right, here we go. PPAT, P-P-A-T, another old school one. Chandra, what does it stand for?
People, places, and things.
Nice.
Well, something else that might have been before my JDE time, SPC code. What does it stand for?
That is a software protection code, and we do have documentation and a website you can go to if you need one. All right, this may be old school, but we are still getting great value from it because we just released a new version, a new modeler for it, and that is WF, workflow. Another old school term that some may know out there, Cardex. What is it? It's the inventory equivalent of the 9/11, because those of us on this side of the house don't care about debits and credits. How about just inventory commitments, issues, transfers, etc.?
It's a really fun one to reconcile to your 9/11, let me tell you.
Opportunities abound. All right, and for all you manufacturing folks out there that listened to round one and beat me up, I apologize for missing my favorite, but thank you for letting me know and reminding me about SBF. Super backflush. Again, I apologize.
One of my favorites, F1, help. I use it often when I need to remember what the alias is on any given field. MOT. MOT, mode of transportation. Another one, OVR, one view reporting, which is brought to you by BIP, or BI Publisher.
BIP, nice. And who can forget the time that we integrated with Oracle Business Intelligence Enterprise Edition? Those of you that have worked with Cafe One know that we supported this integration at one point. O-B-I-E-E. All right, on to the tech terms. We missed several. Again, we apologize, but thank you for your feedback. Chandra, would you like to start us off?
I would. How about ER or event rules? Who doesn't like reading those? I do.
Yes.
They're fun.
Yes. JD Edwards syntax. There you have it. All right, these other ones kind of go together. All of our design aids, RDA, FDA, TDA, BBDA, report design aid, form design aid, table design aid, business view design aid, basically everywhere where you can find ER. You'll find it in one of our design aids.
Another one that we have, APPL, application. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, we listed off BSFN, NAMDR, NER, right? We listed off all of those other ones, and somehow we skipped over APPL. Forgive us. All right, now we're on to another one that maybe not everybody knows about, but it's called Table Access Management, or TAM. And word to the wise, make sure it's local, not off on some network file system, please, or watch chaos reign, as we have before. Then we get to OCM, Object Configuration Management. Again, we love the flexibility of JDE because we can map where everything runs. Just make sure that you map your business functions and your common caches together, or once again, watch the chaos reign.
We don't like when chaos reigns fall. We try to avoid that. Next up, UTB, one that I just recently learned about, as a matter of fact, the Universal Table Browser, basically your dev client version of the data browser.
Ready to accelerate your JDE skills and knowledge? Join Paul and me and the rest of the JD Edwards community at Blueprint 4D in Dallas, Texas, May 7th through the 10th, 2024.
Get the latest Oracle updates, learn about new customer innovations, and dive into hot topics like Release 24, enterprise automation, orchestrations, personalizations, extensibility, and more. To register, visit questoraclecommunity.org/blueprint4D. All right, up next we have TC, and we're not talking about the helicopter pilot out of Magnum PI. We're talking about table conversions. And then we have JDE, just-in-time install. How many folks out there can remember those little pop-ups that you used to get as everything used to download on the fly? Awesome when you first took that new dev client or had another package deployed. Fantastic. And what was it installing? Well, you have your DD dict and DD text, your data dictionary specs. All right. We didn't touch on this the first time around. A little surprised, but when you talk about processing options, they are a structure. And anytime you talk about processing options, then you talk about data structures. Data structures are your interface to any business functions, any named DRs. But another form of data structure is also form interconnects. So any of you that have played around with Cafe One are very familiar with form interconnects and the values available to connect between forms.
Next up, let's talk about some integrations terms.
Oh boy. For all of you out there on the very, very technical side that play around with integrations, you let us know that we completely missed this section, I think, on our first time around. Right, Chandra?
Indeed. And we were guilty as charged.
We may go through these fairly quickly. We want to use everyone's time most efficiently. So here we go. We're going to start off with the most basic API, Application Programming Interface.
Then EDI, Electronic Data Interchange.
And EDI is powered by Z1, flat file for inbound, outbound interoperability.
And then we have RTE, real-time events.
Which is powered by what we wrote as far as XPI to generate your XML.
And then we have SOAP, Simple Object Access Protocol.
And alongside that, you can't have SOAP without WSDLs, your web services description language. But then what came about? When we introduced Orchestrator, we enabled you to generate or convert any JD Edwards business logic into a RESTful service. So we have REST. REST. And behind Orchestrator, we have JSON, JavaScript Object Notation. So everyone that's playing around with Orchestrator these days is very familiar with JSON.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this round and that you finally filled your bingo cards.
Oh, but wait, before we wrap up the episode, we have to have our Midwesternism of the day.
Ah, yes, we do. This is a phrase, not just a word, that's very common in the Midwest when we say, slow as molasses on a cold winter's day. We just really hope none of you have to refer to any of your environments using this phrase.
It's a classic Midwestern phrase when you really want to drive home a point about something being slow.
Or when you're watching certain individuals play golf.
Don't make fun of my golf game.
Oh, I wasn't naming names. I was not naming names. I mean, that's only slightly faster than watching the Vikings try to score a touchdown.
Ooh, shots fired, sir.
Now, don't say anything about me running around a track. We should probably wrap up the episode.
You're right. We should probably quit while one of us is ahead. I'm not sure which.
Fair point.
Join us on our next episode of the JDE Connection, where Paul and I sit down with Andrew Ostick, Senior Business Analyst with J.F. Shea Company and Vice President of the J.D. Edwards TechSig. We talk about his various day-to-day activities and the excitement and challenges associated with adopting new tools such as orchestrations, notifications, and other user-defined objects.
We also discuss the importance of continuous learning and professional development for business analysts and the human aspect of implementing changes within ERP systems. Be sure to tune in for our candid discussion with Andrew. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Catch you all later.
Toodles!
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.